Bishop Thomas Welsh, the retired bishop of the Diocese of Allentown in Pennsylvania. There can't be too many people around the world that don't know that John Paul II is the Pope of the Catholic Church in this part of the 20th century. We who have the Catholic faith should be especially aware of who he is and the wonderful gifts he gives to us on a regular basis. Very recently, he's given us a beautiful document, a teaching on the value of Sunday, the Lord's Day. One of the things he tells us, reminds us of, is that way back in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, we read about God having performed the days of creation, having looked at mankind, rested. He tells us, St. Ambrose talks about this and says that the Lord didn't rest after doing this or that in the way of creation, only rest after he sees the wonderful results that are topped off by mankind. And this is a foundation for the sense of the day of rest that Sunday is, a day to get back to the Lord, to look with him at the wonderful things of creation. You get back to the Lord by going to Mass, of course, but back with the Lord, with family, with friends, to reflect on how much God has done for us, the beauties of creation all around us that are so evident. If you're thinking about a vacation, don't make it a vacation from Sunday. Don't make it a vacation from the Lord's Day. But do incorporate Sunday in your vacation plans. We do need rest. The Lord is one gave us this example, the day of rest. And his day, the Lord's Day, is a day of rest, especially if we begin it with Mass and then find a way to be with family and friends, to thank God for all those gifts. Thank God for your spouse. Thank God for your children. Thank God for the freedom to live where you do. Thank God for being God and creating you and giving you the wonderful ability, not like plants and animals, the ability to know and reflect, to look back in God and say, thank you, God, for making me. Thank you, God, for giving me this, your Lord's Day, that I can enjoy and be grateful to you all the days of my life on the way of the eternal rest, which is life with you forever in heaven. Have a good Lord's Day. God bless you.